This is North Dakota Poetry Out Loud 2020. Let's start with one from Myra Osborne from the Minot Magic City campus. This is funny and satiric and will change the way you think of a certain children's book.
Where the Wild Things Go by Dee Gilson. The night Max wore his wolf suit made him infamous. Bred the child star never sent to bed. Middle school, Max started drinking. Not in my house, his mother begged. No, 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 wild thing. Max reminded her, who bought this condo? Who paid for her meds? Freshman year, Max raved, roared his terrible roar, rolled, and almost wound up in a warehouse, dead. Where, oh, where do the wild things go? To rehab, in high school, to college on residual book sales. Max kept his head down, laughed at drunken frat boys. Bro, let the wild rumpus start. Max said, no thanks, and volunteered for the Peace Corps instead. 2 years in Kenya, one in Belarus, and the president thought Max might be of some use. Max moved to Washington, appointed at the State Department of Cultural Attaché. One important day, Max wore his wolf gray suit and drove home well past rush hour in a freak snowstorm. Max drove on the deserted beltway, thought it his throne. Yes, Max belted, this is where the wild things roam.
That poem was written by Dee Gilson. The D stands for Dwayne. It might not surprise you to find that he has written essays and poems about Britney Spears. It might surprise you to find that he lives in the Missouri Ozarks. It was recited for us by Myra Osborne from the Minot Magic City campus. I'm Bill Thomas at Prairie Public, and I have been for the last few years attending the North Dakota Poetry Out Loud competition. It is a competition. Students from schools around the state come and recite poems that they have memorized and they have studied and understand the meanings of so they can present them to us faithfully, as you will hear, although there's great variation often in how they're presented. I thought Myra did a great job of capturing the sardonic nature of that poem, and it's still somewhat gentle commentary on the world. This next one is pretty purely romantic, and we hear it performed by Maria Kalb, who is from St. Mary's Central High School in Bismarck. And Maria is the one who came out as the winner in the 2020 North Dakota Poetry Out Loud contest, so she's going on to the nationals.
Snowflake by William Baer. Timing's everything. The vapor rises high in the sky, tossing to and fro, then freezes suddenly and crystallizes into a perfect flake of miraculous snow. For countless miles, drifting east above the world, whirling about in a swirling free-for-all, appearing aimless, just like love, but sensing, seeking out its destiny. Falling to where the two young skaters stand, hand in hand, then flips and dips and whips itself about to ever so gently land. A miracle across her unkissed lips. As he blocks the wind raging from the south, leaning forward to kiss her lovely mouth.
It explains the fate of one single snowflake and how, like,
every little tiny thing, such as the tiny snowflake, can make such a big difference to a story. So, yeah, it talks about the snowflake, and it's whirling about in a little storm, and it meets two skaters. And, yeah, it was just a really cute, fun, whimsical story of a little snowflake.
Maria Kalb explaining her interpretation of Snowflake. Poetry Out Loud in North Dakota is sponsored by the National Endowment for the Arts and the Poetry Foundation and the North Dakota Council on the Arts. I'm Bill Thomas at Prairie Public. Sign up for this podcast to listen to it. And if you wish, you can go to the Prairie Public website and see lots more Poetry Out Loud material. Just search Arts and Culture or search Poetry Out Loud and it'll come right up, prairiepublic.org. That's it for now. Go read a poem.